Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach,
Hey everyone, it is episode 6 with Boost Your Productivity and Performance, and I am super stoked today because this is one of my favorite topics. I love talking about productivity and performance because it is a total game changer. So today we're going to talk about all the different things that you can do. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, yet some people seem to get more accomplished than others, and then they sit there and say, I don't get it. How do you get to do all that? The secret lies in the sauce, and we're going to be talking about that sauce today, because boosting your productivity and your performance is all about blocking time. We can't make more time. We all have the same amount. But how do we structure the time that we have? How are we using it more effectively? So I'm going to go through a few things. I have an awesome downloadable infographic for you. I call it an iconographic because it has a whole bunch of little icons on it. So you're going to want to go and make sure you grab that. So I just want to make sure you write a note for yourself that you want to grab that at the end of the show. But here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking about tracking your time. And there's many, many different types of time tracking logs, or time logs that they like to call them. And, you know, I've used this with a number of people who are like, you know what, I'm just so busy. And we hear people use that buzzword of busy. And I and it's another thing you're going to learn about me. Eliminate the word try from your vocabulary. But I do make the attempt to track my time whenever I say that I am busy. Because busy tends to be that buzzword, and it's almost like an excuse for people not doing things. It's really saying, I don't want to do that. Or that's not important to me. So when you start tracking your time, some people I've told them to do it for one day, but if you do it really for 3 to 7 days, you can even see where you're spending your time, but you can do the same thing with the amount of water you drink, the workouts you have, anywhere you want to make a change. If you start tracking it, anything that you track, you're able to manage better. So start tracking your time for 3 to 7 days to see where you're actually spending that time. And then you can adjust accordingly. But one of the great things that I like to recommend to people is scheduling that 30 minutes in the morning to plan your day, and another 30 minutes at the end of the day to review and plan for the next day. That way you're already forward thinking, you're making the plan, you have an intended direction of where you want your day to go, and you're using it to the best of your ability. Make a list of all your priorities. What are the A game changers where you're going to have the greatest return on your investment? This is where you need to be focusing your time. So focus on your priorities first. The other thing, especially if you're an entrepreneur, but even in the office, set office hours to eliminate distractions and interruptions. It is so easy for people to just pop by and say, hey, you're working at home today, or, you know, you don't have office hours. I can just pop in and have a casual chat. But if you're in the middle of something that really important that you have a deadline, these interruptions can really suck some of the time that you have. So really think, considering that you might, when you're working on big projects, even, I know a lot of people like to have an open door policy, but there might be certain times of the day that you just need to close your door. The other thing is to turn off those notifications, that bing, and those email alerts on your smartphone and your computer. Because every time you see one of those, it's like a bright, shiny object. It's like bing, 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 or some people like to refer to it as squirrel. Anything that takes you and have your attention directed to a different place. So turn off those notifications. Block out time in your calendar to focus on those high priority tasks. So not only are you setting office hours, but you're blocking off time that this is what I'm going to work on. Dedicated time, as small as 20 minutes. You'd be surprised if you turned a timer on how much you would accomplish in 20 minutes because you're kind of wanting to beat a clock. Develop a system for managing information such as paper, emails, so that you only deal with them once if possible. And there's many different programs, but if you're creating folders in your email so that you have one place, or creating filters in your email where you have things going to a separate folder so that you're not wasting time trying to search for folders and emails that can take up a lot of your time as well. And hanging on to emails that don't require a reply or just information, or you can get that information somewhere else, to, you know, consider discarding those. The other ones are like delegating. So when you have a list of things on your to-do list, not just priorities, but if someone has the greater skills, abilities, or even knowledge in that area, consider delegating to them. I know sometimes we like to be in control and like be the boss so that we do everything. But if you want to be a smart boss, you need to delegate some of that out. And if people have the knowledge, skills, and ability, let them do the work that they love to do. So, and then you can focus on the work that's high priority that requires your expertise. So everybody's using their skills more effectively on a team. Don't schedule meetings unless they are necessary and they have a targeted agenda. Sometimes I think people throw up meetings just to have a meeting. But then they get there and there's no focus and direction, and people feel like they're wasting a lot of their time when they could be really focusing on what is really important to them, what has pressing deadlines, and where they're going to get their greatest return on their investment. So if you can do a meeting over the phone versus driving to somewhere or taking up a lot of time, or something that can be addressed in an email, consider how you can respond. So you can get to the meat of the matter very quickly. And also, focus on one activity. When you block off time, focus on one activity or task until completed. And then I want you to reward yourself and celebrate. That might be a stretch break. It might be, you know, getting that cup of coffee or a cup of tea. But giving yourself a small reward or a stretch break in between so that you are focused on one activity. When you start getting distracted by too many things or trying to multitask, it divides your attention as well. So really considering focusing on and putting your intention and attention to the place you want to get your results. Try these 10 things and you will be boosting your productivity and performance, and watch what happens to your results. So what I want you to do is go out and have a fabulous day. Go out and be an implementer. Go to our website at themillionairewoman.com for today's show notes and get your downloadable that matches everything that we talked about today. Email me. Tell me about ideas that you would like for future podcasts at debra@debrakozowski.com. That's D-E-B-R-A at debrakozowski.com. Like us, give us a 5-star rating there on iTunes, share us with your friends, give us a shout out on social media. You'll find me at Debra Kozowski International. But one of the big things that we always want to leave our listeners with is go out and be that change you want to be in the world and make today great. Take care, everyone. We look forward to seeing you on our next podcast.